I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The plan to destroy Syria's chemical weapons is simple on paper. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, the OPCW as it's known, wants to gather the chemicals in Latakia, Syria's largest port, and then ship the stuff out for destruction at sea. But moving dangerous chemicals through a war zone is never going to be simple, which is why some of the scientists and analysts involved are getting special training. The BBC's Anna Holligan visited one of their training camps.
Where we went in Germany, this is an incredible training facility. The US military actually call it the jewel in their European crown because it's specially modified to act like a real-life war zone. And these guys that we're talking about here, the chemical weapons inspectors, have never operated inside a war zone. We're talking about chemical analysts who are used to laboratories. And in the past, the OPCW, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, they've always gone in after a conflict. So Syria really is an unprecedented mission for them. And that's where the US military comes in, because they have this training base, and it allows them to recreate the scenarios that the weapons inspectors might encounter. So one of the commanders on the base told us it's designed to prepare them for what could be the worst day of their lives. So right. They go into these mock villages, which are designed to look like Syrian villages, and then they encounter all these kinds of hostilities. So kidnappings, ambushes, illegal checkpoints. It's really quite terrifying, but the idea is that it's safer for them to experience it now before it could happen in Syria.
So, I mean, did you feel like you were actually watching some of these scenarios playing out? And what's the scenario that they're most worried about as they take away these chemical weapons?
The scenario that they're most worried about is being in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's what the chemical weapons inspectors told us. They're worried because they're actually traveling in convoys with the Syrian government representatives. So everywhere they go, they're accompanied by Syrian representatives from the government and also members of the UN. And those are the people that provide their security, but they're also the people who could attract the wrong kind of attention. So it could force them to be indirectly targeted by enemy fire, rebel opposition forces. So that's the thing that they are most concerned about. And the people that we were speaking to on the base in Bavaria, they're actually there now. They've gone in, they started on Monday, and they'll be spending this week visiting the various sites across Syria to verify the presence of these chemical stockpiles.
This team going to Syria, I mean, these are civilians, they're volunteers, they worked in labs, they're not special forces. Why would they put themselves in such a dangerous situation?
It's such a good question. One of the weapons inspectors who I spoke to, he said, well, you know, it's my job and this is what I'm trained for. And I said, I wouldn't do it. I spoke to one of them, and we can't give his name for obvious security reasons, but he explained what had motivated him.
I mean, I've seen pictures on television and the effects of this kind of weapons, and it's easy for me as a father to look at those kids that are affected and realize that these weapons has to go. So if I can do anything about that and help with my skills, I'm more than happy to do it.
Wow, and he's a father.
He is a father. He is a father. He said his girls talk at school to their friends and talk to their family and say, I'm so proud my dad is going in to take the weapons out. He's not using them. And you could see him kind of glowing with pride when he said that. But still, it takes a brave person to do something like this.
So what's the next step then?
Well, the next step is to actually take the weapons out of Syria. And as you probably are aware, a US naval vessel is being brought in. It's being specially modified so it can cope with the neutralization of the chemicals. But then there's another issue. After they've been neutralized on board the US ship, they still have to find somewhere to dispose of them. And still no country has been willing to act as the kind of dumping ground here. So that's the next step.
The BBC's Anna Holligan, thanks very much.
Thank you.